big news today in the world of celebrity and pop culture and entertainment. They caught the Lady Gaga dog people, the dog nappers.
Really? How'd they do that?
This is a great story, actually. So if you remember, there were three people. One of them had a gun. They ended up shooting the dog walker, Lady Gaga's dog walker, and they grabbed two out of her three dogs. She has French bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, once it came out that it was Lady Gaga and her dog, suddenly this woman comes forward. She's like, I know where the dogs are. Here they are. You know, where's my reward? And they thought, okay, well, that's that. The woman figured it out and that she gets the reward and Gaga got her dogs back. No, this is great because now we know the full story. So they caught the alleged dog nappers because no one's been convicted yet or any of that kind of stuff. Okay. There are five people involved. This all happened February 24th in LA. First of all, if you're going to do a crime in LA, there's so many celebrities there. The odds are you're going to grab a celebrity something. You're going to grab a celebrity handbag, a celebrity dog, a celebrity something.
Mm-hmm.
It's Los Angeles. So of the five people, I want you to take a guess what the age range was of the five people.
60s.
All in their 60s. That's what you're thinking?
Yep.
Okay. So the youngest, James Jackson, was 18.
No.
Yeah. Jaylen White, 19. Lafayette Whaley, 27. Harold White was 40. And Jennifer McBride, 50.
So all five of these people stole this dog?
Yeah, so it's a weird age range. It's like, how do 18-year-olds and 50-year-olds decide, like, hey, let's do a crime together? How do you people know each? It's weird. The whole thing feels very weird. So it turns out four of them are in a gang, like a well-known gang. And the woman, Jennifer McBride, is the girlfriend of the father of one of the gang members. Okay? So the three main gang members were the ones that actually stole the dog, and one of the dudes had a gun, a semi-automatic.
Mm-hmm.
So those three are screwed because they actually, it was attempted murder, you know, and robbery, which, and if it's a gun.
Dog napping?
Well, dog napping, I think, you know, carries its own set of years that you get, but it's, you know, felony murder. Like the fact that if it's attempted murder with a robbery, that's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, gun, all that stuff. So these kids, unfortunately, this makes me sad. They're screwed. So here's what's really interesting. They didn't target the victim. They didn't target this guy because they knew he was affiliated with Lady Gaga. They had no idea. They ran a ring that they would steal dogs and then resell them for cash. French bulldogs go for thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So they were thinking, okay, we got two out of three French bulldogs. That's like $4,000 right there.
Good day.
Then they found out it was Lady Gaga's dogs and that she was offering $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, that's why are we going for small change when there's $500,000 on the table? So they recruited this Jennifer McBride. They recruited the girlfriend of the father of the gang member,
which is why he was in on it.
Right. So they recruited her because she's, you know, cute and sweet and whatever and very believable to come forward and be like, I know where the dogs are. Here are the dogs. I got the dogs. Where's my reward?
Because
they were like $500,000, way better than $4,000. But when she came forward, you know, police are so good in L.A. This is the LAPD. You know, they know their stuff there. So there they are listening to this woman tell her story and how she came across the dogs and how she found them. And it all seemed very kind of hinky. So they called Lady Gaga because, of course, the LAPD has Gaga's number and said, don't pay out this money.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pay her because something's not right here. Let us investigate. And if it turns out she's legit, by all means, write her a check or Venmo her, however you're going to do it. How do you give somebody $500,000?
Yeah, you take them to the bank with a briefcase, I think. But Lady Gaga said no questions asked. That's what the reward was. No questions asked.
Right.
You bring the dogs, I give you the money.
Right, because she really wanted the dogs back. So as far as she was concerned, once she got the dogs back, but no questions asked, meaning, you know, she just wants the dogs. But the police have a different opinion because this woman is connected to the robbers in the first place. So they were like, we'll be asking the questions, Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, she meant no questions asked because she wasn't thinking that she was going to be giving $500,000 to the actual dog nappers. Like, in the moment, she was probably like, even if you stole the dogs, I'll give you the money. I'd rather have the dogs than the money.
That's so, what I thought it was.
Yeah, and it was. I mean, in her mind, I'm sure she was like, I would rather give you the money, because she knows that her dogs, that French bulldogs, go for a lot of money on the street. So here's $500,000 instead of $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I see why she did it, but the police have a different perspective.
Well, the dog nappers didn't do it right. What you do is you have Lady Gaga meet you in the desert outside of Las Vegas, and you have the two dogs in the back seat, and you roll the windows down just a little bit, and you say, stick the dog's heads out. The dog's heads, okay, now you got to give me the money, and then I'll let the dogs out. You don't give the dogs and then expect the money. No. You kind of show her the dogs, or put the dogs on the phone. Put the dogs, you know, see, the dogs are fine. In this hand will be a dog. In this hand, it's light. I need, you know, $500,000 in this hand. This hand has the clicker that opens up the door. This hand right now is empty. So you have to put money in this hand.
I can't tell if you're watching too much Sopranos or somehow, like, you're really good at this. Like, why, you know, you shouldn't know. You shouldn't be this good at knowing how to,
it's no questions asked.
How to bribe money out of people.
No questions asked. This hand, the door locked, this hand empty. Right. You know, it's very, very empty light. I should be holding a case in this hand. What are we doing?
Listen, she would have been happy to give them the money for the dogs. She didn't care that they're the ones who stole the dogs. She just wanted the dogs back. And to her, $500,000, I mean, you know, it's a little bit of a hit. But
she's not going to be eating ramen noodles for the week.
No. She'll make it up by, doing an appearance or literally selling a t-shirt somewhere.
Right.
she'll be fine. But yeah, no. So this is where we're at right now.
Yeah. I mean, you have like three guys with guns. They come out of the Escalade. The dogs are in the back. You walk up and you say, stop. Let me see your hands.
Woof.
Make sure no cops are following them, you know, no helicopters. Then you let the dogs out, but not until you get paid. That's right. How that works. How bad do you want the dogs back?
I'd be more concerned, like, what did you feed my dogs while you were holding them? My dog has a very sensitive stomach.